All right, everybody, welcome back. You just heard from our beautiful sponsor, Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast. I will be having a new sponsor soon, with Anchor, of course. All right, please welcome back on the fan favorite, the icon. I don't know why, I just can't believe that he's more popular than I am. Gabe, stay.
Hello. Trent and I are here, and we're going to be talking some Star Wars today.
And welcome back, of course, because I have to be fair, Trent, who was on the podcast last week. People really loved your Full House igmining. So, very, very good.
I was surprised about that.
I was too. I thought we were going to get killed.
I thought I was too.
I was going to edit that out, but I was like, you know, just screw it. Leave it. What's the worst that can happen? Yeah. So, yeah. All right. You guys love Star Wars.
We do.
Yeah.
You guys don't like the way Disney's direction, which we will get into, but let's get into a little bit of a pre before Disney bought Star Wars. Take it away, gentlemen.
Well, first, I mean, obviously, if George Lucas, he just has a dream, writes three movies at the start. You know, and Fox decided, hey, we'll give you the money. And so he went and he made episode four. But I mean, at that point when it was first released, it was just called Star Wars. And everybody loved it. Box offices went crazy. People were going nuts over it. And then Empire released, and that was more beloved than even the first one. That was a fan favorite for sure. Blockbusters broke all the previous records that Star Wars had. And then another 3 years, and then Return of the Jedi comes out. Again, well-received. Great movies. And then that was 1983 it released, and then fast forward to 1999,
I believe. Yeah, 1999.
And then you have the release of Phantom Menace and the prequel trilogy there. Phantom Menace, 1999.
Was it?
And then you have Attack of the Clones that comes after that, and then Revenge of the Sith, the conclusion there. But, yeah, because, I mean, Attack of the Clones came out in 2002, Revenge was 2005. So, the prequels were...
Okay.
They weren't super well received originally.
Not as they are now because of all the memes.
Yeah, now due to, you know, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, yada yada.
I hate TikTok. I hate
all the memes and stuff. The prequels kind of have new life in them, and they're almost viewed as like classic memes almost kind of. Yeah, and they've become more popular because of that. So they're gaining traction, which is nice to see. Because, I mean, it's George Lucas's work, you know? We've only got a limited amount of that nowadays, so...
Yeah, because obviously Disney didn't provide George Lucas's work.
So, we gotta live with that, but... I mean, all in all...
It's okay.
It was great. Great six movies there. Set up a beautiful story. Anakin, Luke, Vader.
Same person. Same guy,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, Anakin and Vader, the same person, yes. But, and then George Lucas started the Clone Wars in 2008.
Yeah, with the movie.
With the movie there, premiere movie.
Which was received really poorly.
Yeah, it was received poorly. I mean, the Clone Wars all in all was originally received poorly, and then...
Has it aged
as
well?
It's aged very well. It's probably the best aged TV show, I think, out right now.
Right now, I mean, it
aged so well.
Just like this podcast.
Exactly. It aged well. I mean, it started out as you could see the immaturity in the characters, and the character development throughout that series was beautiful.
Bring on new characters too.
Yeah, it brought in a bunch of new characters, gave them all huge stories, brought them to life for sure. George Lucas wasn't fortunate enough to finish it before he sold Star Wars to Disney. So it was released on Netflix, and then they released a sixth season on Netflix for it, and it was a shorter season because they didn't have time to go through a whole new one, but that was received well.
Yeah, because I remember when that came out.
Yeah, and then Disney bought it, and just kind of went down from there. But
Clone Wars didn't go.
Clone
down.
Wars didn't. Clone go Wars down went there. Out. Yeah, yeah. I believe Clone Wars brought George Lucas back for season 7.
Yeah, George Lucas. Yeah, they brought him back for season 7.
So you had the season 7. If you don't know, is the most viewed thing on Disney Plus, right now. And I mean, it's great. It's awesome. They brought back George Lucas. Dave Filoni, of course, worked on it.
How about that, Kathleen Kennedy?
We're not there yet.
Yeah. We'll save that for later. But thankfully, she kept her hands off it and just left it to the pros. Yeah. And they took care of it, and a beautiful product came out. I mean, the last 3 episodes got a 10 out of 10 on IMDb or something?
Well, the last 4 episodes.
Was it the 4th one as well?
The last 4 episodes.
Okay.
It was 9.8, 9.9, 9.9, 9.9.
So, I mean...
All right, so how much... Now we're going to transition into the Disney. Or do you guys want to say anything else?
I don't know.
I think that's...
I mean, you kind of got it
right now. I think probably transition to Disney because that's more current day.
Just wanted to make sure. So, start off. How much did Disney buy it for? Do you know how much...
$4 billion?
$4 billion? I think.
Don't quote them.
Don't quote us, but I believe it was something along the lines of $4 billion.
All right. So, Gabe, the day you found out Disney bought Star Wars, how did you feel? To give a little preamble.
Honestly, Benny, I was hopeful. I was hopeful. We can confirm that it was
$4 billion.
It was $4 billion that Disney bought Lucasfilm for. But I was certainly hopeful when Disney bought it. Disney is, yes, a large corporation, and they can do some shady stuff every once in a while. But I figured with their resources and stuff, they could do a lot for Star Wars, especially since they acquired Skywalker Sound as well, with the sound design and the visual design, with all their resources. And, I mean, that's something I can't argue with. You can argue about the movies all you want, but the sound and the visual design in all their movies is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. Certainly breathtaking for sure. I was hopeful with all of their story resources and stuff that they would take a more in-depth story, I would say, and give the characters a little more depth to them. Maybe I wasn't exactly expecting a George Lucas story. You know, it wasn't him.
That's
making
what I was just about
anymore.
To ask.
Oh, that's what I was expecting.
I wasn't expecting a pure George Lucas story. I was expecting a little bit of a Disney spin on it, in all honesty.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't set my bar that high for him. I was hopeful that they'd at least make a mediocre, like, you know, half bad. I could sit there and enjoy it, and it's still a Star Wars movie. I was hopeful. I really was.
All right. So, Trent, how did you feel when Disney bought Star Wars? I know you said you thought it was going to be like Star Wars. So go ahead.
Yeah, I was, you know, when I heard about it, I was hopeful. Because, like, it's Disney. Because, you know what Gabe said, it's Disney. They produce some, they have good movies in there, you know, with Marvel, since, you know, the Marvel Universe is really good. And I was really hopeful with what Disney was going to do with Star Wars. Because, you know, there's so much stuff that Star Wars came out with before Disney bought Lucasfilm. And I thought that they were going to take George Lucas's story and implement it with some Disney twists into the movies. But, you know, that's not what I think we got. But at the same... But, you know, I had some high hopes for it at the beginning.
So you had high hopes. Boy, did you guys get let down. So before we get into the bad stuff at Disney, do you think George Lucas, that's his name, right? I didn't mess that up.
Yeah.
Regrets selling his beautiful baby, I guess, to Disney. Do you think he regrets it? And you can answer after Gabe, of course. Gabe goes first.
We can answer this together. But
yeah, all right.
I don't know.
Because
he's never came out and said
that. Yeah, he's been pretty quiet about it. The only public thing George Lucas has released upon, like, the selling it to Disney was the whole part where Disney had him write a script for the whole sequel trilogy, and he wrote a whole sequel trilogy story. And they basically said, all right, we'll buy it off you for cheap. And then they never used it. They basically said, hey, write us the story. He wrote it for them. They paid for it, took it, never used it, threw it right in the garbage can. And
classic Disney.
Yeah. And he came out, and that was a huge big deal in the Star Wars community. I mean, that's just disrespectful to do to some to the man who created this whole legacy that you're trying to build movies upon. And, I mean, I get it. It's a business, okay? I understand that Disney is a business.
I was just about
and
to say
it's
that.
It's a publicly traded company, I recall. Yes.
Yes.
And I understand that you have to make shareholders happy. It's a business. You have to work like a business. But, I mean, from a business point of view, you do not want to alienate your fans like that. It doesn't make any sense. The fans are the ones making you money.
It also doesn't look good.
I mean, the publicity just in the Star Wars community is a lot. Like,
that is a big community, correct?
It's huge.
Oh, yeah. It's ginormous.
It's huge.
All right.
Like, that's a huge community. And to insult them almost, because, I mean, really, when you're doing that to George Lucas, you're insulting the community. Because what you're saying is the idol that a lot of people grew up looking towards, you know? Like, a lot of people grew up with him as an idol, you know, and his characters and his story that he wrote. And you're going to just throw it away after asking for it and say, no, we're going to go in a different direction is almost insulting, you know? I don't know.
Didn't Mark Hamill come out and say something?
Yeah. Yeah, he posted something on Twitter when that article was released about what happened with George Lucas's script. And the crazy part is that was just recently. I mean, that was within a year.
Yeah.
That was within a year ago that they just released that, which is crazy that it's just coming out now after all these years. All
right.
Well, maybe because they're done with the movies.
Are they just done? How does it work? They have the trilogy, so that's like a chapter.
They're done with the Skywalker saga.
Okay.
They're releasing another trilogy and... Was it 2022 to 2026?
They're saying they're releasing a new trilogy. I mean, again, right now we're in interesting times with the whole pandemic.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with that all that. I know
it could be delayed a year.
Yeah.
What David's trying to say.
It might get pushed back. And honestly, I don't think Lucasfilm really knows where they want to go with these movies either yet.
No. Right now they're only on phase one.
I really don't think they have any special plans or designs for it yet, so...
They did release the era.
We'll see, but...
I know
a lot of people are... A lot of the community wants an Old Republic sort of focus.
That's trilogy. That's what it is.
It's
High Republic.
Okay.
Because right now they're on phase one with, like, books and comic books and everything.
Okay.
So right now they said it's, like... Don't quote me on it. 700 years, what is it? BBY
or something.
Like that. It's like before Battle of Yavin or whatever it's called. Mm-hmm.
So,
well, with the pandemic and California being closed, it could be delayed a few years.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hollywood.
And that's the one fault before we get saying that we're blaming Disney.
Oh,
it's
no.
Not Disney's fault. I just got to put that up because you know people.
No,
you,
this
you,
isn't.
You,
this
yeah,
is,
yeah, but. I just have to say that because you know people.
But yeah, no, this is. I mean, obviously, it's a pandemic. Nobody can control it. Hollywood's drowning right now, from what I've seen articles and on the news, and they're all struggling. So it's not just one company. It's everybody.
Yep,
and it's a shame.
Yep, we just want to point that out. All right, now I'm gonna be fair because I don't want it to just be us. You guys actually bashing Disney the whole time. Name one good thing, the both of you, that you like about Disney. It could be anything.
Rogue One.
Rogue One was very good. And especially, I mean, that's obviously, in my opinion, the best Disney product movie that came out.
That's what I said.
I liked the story of Rogue One. I really did.
I thought it was interesting. Lots of people hate it.
Yeah, a lot of people really don't like it. I thought it brought some interesting takes on the Empire. I think it was nice how it tied into the original trilogy. I like how there was cameos with different ships and all that. That was kind of fun from TV shows and other kind of stuff. But I think, I don't know, I liked it. I think it was well done.
It was well thought out.
I think that, yeah, I think the creators cared about it.
Yeah.
So that's important. When your creators care about it, it says a lot about your movie, and it did. It showed. I mean, the Darth Vader hallway scene is...
Don't get me started on just, that.
Do you like it or do you?
Oh, I love it.
It's beautiful.
I think I watched that three times a day.
I mean, after I mean, that's what people were all asking for. I mean, really, when Disney first said they were going to start making movies again, that everybody wanted to see, like, because, you know, back when it was originally made, you didn't have the technology to make it like a true hardcore Darth Vader scene. Yeah. You know, you didn't have that technology there. So you had to show like his power in a different way. So they finally got the chance to do that with the visual and the audio effects, and Disney certainly came through with that. It was sight to behold, that's for sure.
I remember sitting in the movie theater.
Was that the first movie that came out?
That was the second
Disney movie.
That was the second
Disney Star Wars
movie. You had such high hopes.
Yeah. I remember just sitting in the movie theater because I was sitting next to my dad. Right? We're in the movie theater and it's just that scene happening and you see his lightsaber turn on. And me and my dad look at each other and like, it's about to go down. And it just, this whole minute, me and my dad are just sitting there. Like, just in awe. But, like, oh my god. I will always just remember just sitting in that theater, just staring at my dad and just having, just freaking out.
It's crazy. That's what I imagine sitting in, like, the original, like, when Star Wars first came out, like, A New Hope. Yeah. That's what I imagine it to feel like when that happens.
You know, now we grew up with sitting in the movie theater with, what the heck is this crap?
Yeah.
Now you know how it feels when it's a Batman movie, when it's not the Joker's turn. Now you know how I feel, which we will be getting into, but that we will talk about that at the end of the episode. All right. Name one okay thing. Like just something that's not bad, but not good. All right. You guys can name this together, because I feel like you guys have an agreement on this.
I think Star Wars Celebration. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's great in the sense that all these different communities show up, all these Star Wars fans, the community is great. I'm more focused on how it's run, like on the end of Lucasfilm and Disney. I mean, it's a little interesting the way that they run it now. I feel like it's more merchandising. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's always been merchandising, but I feel like
you need to make the money, Gabe.
It's pushed. I mean, I get it. From a Disney perspective, you need to run it like a business. I think they push it a little too much in my opinion, but again, that's just me. It's a business. I understand Disney. It's okay. Whatever you want to make money. I get it. But I feel like it's for the most part, it's run okay. There's nothing too crazy that stands out. I mean,
it's just a whole bunch of people coming and celebrating Star Wars.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the one thing I will say that was awesome, I don't think this was. Was it Star Wars Celebration when they released Obi-Wan? When they announced that he was coming? Or was that something else? Or was that a Comic-Con?
It was Celebration.
Was it Celebration?
Yeah.
That they did really well.
Yeah, I remember seeing
that. That, I think, is Kathleen Kennedy's greatest moment.
That's the only moment I can put up
when,
with her.
Is when she asked Ewan McGregor if he's going to be Obi-Wan again, and he said yes.
Yes.
And, Everybody lost their minds. That was absurd. I think I watched that on YouTube on repeat for.
I'm getting the chills right now.
That was crazy. But
he's actually, folks, he's not lying. He's actually getting chills.
I got goosebumps.
He's actually smiling and jumping in his chair.
But yeah, no, I think it's handled well. I think the community is well received there. It's just a bunch of fans having fun.
Yeah.
All right. For the moment. Everyone's been waiting for, including yours truly. And if I start laughing, folks, it's because I'm just going to be enjoying it. But don't worry, I've ranted a lot, too. Half my episodes are just ranting. Anyway. Anyway. The bad stuff about Star Wars. Now, I want Gabe to tell a story about he saw a Star Wars movie once. It's a very funny story. And he called his grandfather. His grandfather asked how the movie was. Gabe, if you could tell it for us. In a way, because this is one of the funniest stories I've ever heard, because it pretty much embodies how most Star Wars fans feel.
Oh,
so,
boy.
Gabe, you don't have to tell all of it, just tell parts. Go ahead.
So I first saw The Force Awakens, and after watching it, I was hopeful. I was like, all right, they're just paying tribute to the original trilogy, old Star Wars, cool. the next two movies, you're going to get more into the interesting stuff, right? They're going to change it up, do something interesting. So episode 8 comes out. So I was excited for it. I mean, the trailers all looked fine, you know. It's Star Wars. How hard to mess up, for the most part. at least so I thought.
So we all thought.
So I go and watch the movie. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get to the movie theaters on, like, the first week. I think it was the second week, and my grandparents had already seen it. My grandfather had already seen it. So they were coming to visit us the week that I saw it. So I saw it, and then 2 days later, they came back. And, I mean, The Last Jedi, Episode 8, I watched it, and I was kind of just sitting there in the movie theater, like, confused more so than anything else. I was like, it wasn't a good movie, but I don't know what I just watched. I was almost shock. I was like, you just felt like you sat there, and this movie didn't go anywhere.
I fell asleep.
It felt like you kind of just sat there, and it was nap time. So, I mean, I was thinking about it more and more, and I was thinking about the story. And I don't know, it started to bother me. I was like, none of this makes sense. This is a silly story. And
lazy writing.
Yeah, I was getting angry. They just threw out a Star Wars movie and make some money is what it felt like. They were like, we'll just throw together a product, throw it out there, and people will buy tickets.
Yeah.
And I thought that was ridiculous. So
he let this simmer for 2 days, folks.
Yeah, and so grandparents come over. My dad was on a phone call for work that day in the house, upstairs. We were downstairs. And so the grandparents were there, and we were talking. My grandfather asked, hey, have you seen the movie? And I was like, yeah, I saw it. And he's like, what'd you think of it? He's like, because I didn't really think it was that great. He's like, honestly, it was an okay movie, but I felt like it went nowhere. And something happened, and I just kind of got angry. And I started, so... One thing you have to know about me is when I start talking really loudly and don't realize it. And
what
so,
you're figuring out now, because the Zoom one, I was able to edit it to sound.
Yeah, so I kind of got angry and I got heated and got into it. And cause, you know, I'm passionate about Star Wars. I love it. But they insulted me with that movie. And so I was ranting about it very, very loudly. It was, yeah, I'll admit it was really loud.
You know, my
father upstairs is just as loud as I am, if not louder. And
I was about to say.
He wasn't too happy with me, basically. At that point, I was basically yelling about Star Wars.
Can I just say something
about really no quick? Idea. Yeah, go for it.
I think I could hear you, and you were like 2 blocks away from my house. I think our neighborhood was shaking with you yelling.
Was this a few hours of you yelling, or was this like?
This was probably 45 minutes.
You told me it was 2 hours.
This is probably this is probably 45 minutes before the first, because my dad yelled at me twice.
Your dad yelled at you twice.
So this was the first one, right? And so this is the first one of me.
I could just imagine your dad yelling.
And so like, I was yelling, and my dad yells downstairs, "Yo, hey."
It's up to you.
So my dad yells downstairs, "Hey, dumbass, I'm on a phone call for work," and you know that's fine.
That's such your dad.
I could totally see it.
So I quiet down, for a little while there, and I was good for about a half hour. And then my grandparents start asking me more questions about the angry
parts.
That was
your grandfather's first mistake.
And they were laughing there. My grandparents were laughing their asses off. They loved it. They wanted me to get yelled at. They were having fun with me. And they knew I was going to get pissed off, and I really didn't care if my dad yelled at me again at that point. I was just angry at Star Wars. So they got me angry again. At that point, I was screaming. I think my voice cracked once or twice, too.
Noise I heard was.
So I was screaming at that point. And again, I don't realize it when I do it, which is a problem. And then all you hear is a bang. And that's my dad's door. He's slamming it. And he's stomping his way into the hallway there. And all you hear from upstairs is, I'm on a phone call for work. Next time I hear anything come out of your mouth, you are sleeping on the street in front of our house in a sleeping bag. And we'll put a reflector on you so cars don't run you over.
That's such a Mr. Stay thing to say.
And you know what the scary part was, though? He walked downstairs and said calmly, Which...
Oh, he was telling the truth.
Which...
Bad dad.
He was telling the truth.
I was going to say.
Here's the thing about my dad. He always yells at me, which isn't as scary. So the second he's calm and angry, that's when you really know it's getting dangerous. So at that point, I kind of just... I stopped talking about it. But
you went down into your basement.
Yeah, I went down to the basement and kind of just hit away.
Yeah.
Hit away for a while. But yeah, my parents were dying laughing. He said that seriously, and I was like quiet, and you could just hear them laughing their butts off.
Didn't you and I get on a phone call then?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I was gonna say when Gabe gets mad, Gabe.
Yeah, that's when we discussed it.
We did.
I'm gonna say is that story. I just wanted to put that out there, because some people don't believe that Gabe's a true Star Wars fan. That story. We'll prove, because Trent talked about it, and Trent was got into it for the original. But we didn't talk about it when Gabe first came on the podcast. I just had to give a little backstory of Gabe's fandom of Star Wars. But, all right, the bad stuff. I'm just going to leave it up to you. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
This is where it gets interesting, huh?
You guys can yell. Please yell, because that'll get my viewers.
Ryan Johnson.
Kathleen Kennedy?
You?
Yeah. She doesn't know what she's doing.
I will give Kathleen Kennedy full credit when it comes to business sense.
Oh yeah,
I was gonna say yeah.
She is very, very good at the business side of the industry. She is very, very good at that.
Very smart.
She is very smart when it comes to business sense. I have nothing against her there. She does wonders for business. I just don't feel like she's fit.
She's ruining the franchise.
Yeah, she should be a higher up in Disney, like on the Disney side of things, not the Lucasfilm side.
Yeah,
she should be on the Disney side when it comes to the business of Lucasfilm. But she should not be the head of Lucasfilm. No. The head of Lucasfilm should not be a business oriented person. You should have a creative oriented person, Dave Filoni, as the head of Lucasfilm. And then have Kathleen Kennedy above them at Disney running the business side of things. You know, having the whole merchandising thing, running all that, the whole marketing for movies and TV shows. Have it all that. She should be running the business side of it. But she has too much of a hand in the creative side. And look, politics don't go into this podcast, and I don't want it. Nobody wants it.
You can touch on it, but don't go deep.
Nobody wants it in Star Wars, and she just brought politics to Star Wars, and all people want to do is want to go into a galaxy far, far away for a couple hours, or for 30 minutes or 45 minutes, however long the TV show is, every week, and just watch it and not think about it.
To forget about their problems.
Just yeah, exactly. Yeah, you want to go to a universe far, far away and have some fun with it. And Kathleen Kennedy just brought real world problems too much into Star Wars, and it was too obvious, and it brought it down. It really did. It wasn't a galaxy far, far away anymore. It wasn't Star Wars.
It was the US of A.
It was the real world, and that's not what you want when you go watch a Star Wars movie. You want to be entranced in the universe. You want to be sucked in.
Because now with, she's also... I think I told you this. Lisa Hedling.
Oh, they're getting their own TV show.
They're getting their own TV show, and they're putting in politics, real-world problems, you know, the whole...
Why do people want to get into politics?
They're doing all this. And I'm like, this is gonna crash and burn within the first week.
Nobody's going to watch
it. No one's going to watch it. They're going to have one season, and it's going to crash and burn.
The one thing I will say is have you seen the Mandalorian focused like almost like a podcast?
I've seen
one episode and I really liked it. I thought it was well put together.
I watched the trailer and it looked.
It had a bunch of different views. It was cool how you could see behind the scenes how they did stuff. I really liked that. I thought it was a cool background into how they're doing things. And I think that's cool. Like if Kathleen Kennedy does one of those. That's great. Cool. You're talking about the background behind it, the inspiration. Awesome. But I just don't see... look, it's... She can do whatever she wants. She's head of Star Wars. She can have her own TV show if she wants.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's going to go well. I think it's going to crash and burn.
like Trent said.
But look, I'm going to give it a chance. I will watch. I'll watch it. I will watch it.
You will watch the first 5 minutes.
I will watch the first episode at least. And if it's, please, I hope, I really, look, Star Wars fan, I really want it to do well. Yeah. I hope they come up with a legitimate product.
You want anything
product
to do well in
Yeah,
Star Wars.
Exactly. We're passionate about it. We want it to go well. We want good Star Wars content. Yeah. We want good stuff. I watched the end of the Clone Wars, the new Clone Wars Season 7 series. It was awesome.
And which I've been telling you for how long
I was super hyped. I wasn't able to watch it right away. I finally got to it. Binge watched the whole thing literally in one day. And all I want to do after that was find more Star Wars content to watch. And I mean,
so the TV shows are good.
Yes, they're great. I mean, that's I give most of the credit there to Dave Filoni. Thankfully, they got George Lucas back for season 7 for
there's
the Clone Wars,
else.
Which is awesome.
So wait,
there's also other people there. Pablo Hidalgo, yeah. I pronounced that wrong.
Ivor
doesn't matter.
But he's great. He does it well. It's just, but I feel like the TV shows, when it comes to TV shows, the Lucasfilm team,
they do a great job. They go deep into the.
Who's the head of the movies then?
Is
it Kathleen Kennedy?
The movies is more director based.
Well, is it?
Yeah. The movies are more director based.
Yeah.
So why don't they just have George Lucas do the movies?
Because they didn't want him to do it.
Yeah, they didn't want him to do it because he sold it and stuff. And I think, but like after the non success of the movies, you could say,
yeah,
they brought back George Lucas to the Clone Wars, which I think was a smart move.
Well, no matter what, they were gonna bring him back.
Well, yeah,
because he helps with the Clone Wars all the way through.
They could have left him out, but I don't think it was up to them.
I think it was more up to Dave Filoni to bring him back.
In my opinion, again, Dave Filoni, I think should run the whole Lucasfilm. I think he should run the whole creative side of everything. He should oversee all of it, and let Kathleen Kennedy be more part of Disney and run the whole business side. Because Kathleen Kennedy is awesome when it comes to business. You can't argue with that. She's great.
Yeah.
Gabe did a compliment to Kathleen Kennedy.
I've never heard that from
me. Neither.
But I'm being honest. Like, I mean, honestly, she's great. She's a great business person. Great. Awesome. But when it comes to the creative side of Star Wars, she's just not...
She doesn't know anything about
exactly. Star Wars. She didn't go to any kind of film school, I don't believe. She didn't have any super creative background.
Well, she did work with Lucas on the OT.
I know she did that.
She did. I think she was like, she was something.
I don't remember what she was, but again,
she
like,
was an executive producer.
No. I think again, she was more business.
She was more business side. She was more getting the word out than of anything with the film.
Yeah, exactly. So like, I mean, I don't know. I just don't see her as a great creative influence upon Star Wars. Business side, awesome.
Yeah.
Run with it. Get it out to as many people as you can. Get more fans in. Make the Star Wars community larger through marketing and all kinds of other stuff. That's awesome. You know, that's a great way to make Star Wars better, bigger.
Well, with the movies, they brought in more people, but also a lot of people left.
The problem is, a lot more people left than new people coming in. Correct.
You could be like me and my dad, who goes to see the movie once, which we did because I didn't know what it was, but not be interested and not come back.
Exactly, and that's where I think Kathleen Kennedy lost a lot of fans.
Yeah,
I've never watched Star Wars in my life. Just to point that out,
she broke it up and broke up the directors.
She
and
broke the
plan was to have
rules.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it felt like it was three different movies.
I feel like every single one was rushed. Like all the directors.
Exactly.
Didn't have that one creative mind. They didn't go together.
Exactly. They were broken up between three different directors, all three different directions.
Well, two different directors.
Well, no, originally
it was
supposed to be three.
But
then
Colin Trevorrow got fired.
Yeah, his whole plan. Because Rian Johnson destroyed his whole plan for episode 9, so then they had to hire JJ back to try and do damage control.
But did you see Colin's, his like concept art, his script? Did you see all of that? It was all leaked.
No, I didn't. I saw some concept art.
Yeah,
I think, but I didn't see any of the script or anything. Yeah. But I want to say he had. Do I recall? Was it he had Luke still alive in episode 9?
No, Luke's dead.
Was he dead already in episode 9?
Yes. He was a furry. He was, no matter what, he was, I think he was dead.
Okay.
Because in the one concept art that they had, it was Kylo's lightsaber, because you could see his mask and his lightsaber. And then you saw Luke was in the front, and he had like the blue essence around him.
Okay.
Like a Force ghost, and he was holding Kylo's blade. So, to what it looks like, no matter what, he was going to die in 8.
Okay. But I want to say, because I saw in some script he was supposed to be alive in episode 9. I want to say that was George Lucas's original script.
I think it was George Lucas's.
That Luke was supposed to be alive in episode 9. But, yeah, no, it wasn't a coherent trilogy like the OT or the sequel trilogy or the prequel trilogy. Sorry. It was just three split movies. And I'm sorry. I'm getting rushed here. But,
who's rushing you?
No, in my own brain. But,
the wheel's spinning really fast.
Yeah.
Hyper speed.
Exactly. Light speed, bro. Yeah. J.J. Abrams, I feel like The Force Awakens I could get behind. It was interesting. It kind of made Rey a Mary Sue, but you could fix that over the next two movies. You know, you could easily fix that. Didn't break anything crazy. It was a throwback to the OT and the prequels and stuff, more to the OT than the prequels, but like it was more of a tribute, and I get that. That's cool.
It was a good reboot of the series.
Exactly. I think it was a good reboot intro of the series. I think it did what it was supposed to. J.J. Abrams kind of set up the ball. If it was basketball, he set up a beautiful alley-oop.
It's like he has the bar, and then he went to the bar, but he didn't go over the bar.
Exactly. But he set it up. He set it up like at the bar where the next movie with the whole Luke ending thing, you could do something really great with the next two movies and the whole Luke Rey interaction with Kylo, and I mean Rian Johnson just kind of destroyed it. He took that alley-oop and slapped it up the ground and said, "No, I'm not taking any of this." And it was a metaphoric, literally Luke chucking the lightsaber over his shoulder. I mean. Yeah. He destroyed the trilogy. Rian Johnson, I truly believe, single-handedly destroyed the trilogy with his movie. It was god-awful. The only good thing about his movie was the visual effects and the sound.
I was just about to say that. I convinced you for that, though.
And I have to say, I mean, the sound and the visual effects are amazing.
That's the only
beautiful
thing. That's the only
beautiful
way I will watch that movie.
Beautiful. And, I mean, even, like, the fighting choreography was terrible.
Apparently.
It was horrible. I mean, you have people throwing away weapons that you can
blatantly
see. And air kicks that kick three people.
Yep.
I mean,
And then apparently if you shove a lightsaber into the ground, four people just back away from you and fall on the floor.
I don't know. I don't like the movie at all. The story was silly.
Lazy writing.
It was a lazy take on Star Wars. It was a take that it's just, let's make some money.
Yep.
And here you go.
I felt like that movie was rushed.
Oh, 100%.
Same with episode 9.
Episode 9
I felt like it was rushed.
Here's the thing. It was 2 years it took them to make that. They should have took the three normally.
Eight and nine,
2 years.
Yeah, it should have been 3 years.
It should have been 3 years the way George Lucas originally wrote it. That's the way he always did it, every 3 years. And it worked great. It worked. I don't know why they made it two, just to make money
because
faster.
Because what it is that...
But, I mean,
it's a business game.
Yeah, it is a business.
To go back to our point why Star Wars fans don't like it, and then I'll let you guys continue, it's a business.
Yeah.
I get it's a business, and... But at the same time, because you rushed it and it only took 2 years, you lost more than you would have gained if you would have waited that third year. And that's where, from a creative standpoint and a business standpoint, you have to merge them. Because at a certain point, you can't separate them anymore. And that's where I think Kathleen Kennedy would be great as an upper person at Disney to work with Dave Filoni, and they could communicate as head of creative stuff, like head of Lucasfilm, and the head of like the Disney business side of Lucasfilm, you could talk about it and go, all right, what's the best way to make it creative, to make something that the fans will love and buy?
And possibly bring more fans in.
Yes, which brings more fans in, which means more money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's what you always want to think about. is obviously because, you know, what we've been saying is that it's more of a business. So you always want to think about, okay, like what you said, creative, you know, how can we bring more people in? You know, obviously more people, more money. That's always what the business want to think about, is how you can bring more people in. But with this,
They just wanted the quick money grab.
They wanted the quick money. But if you thought about it more, you could have had all these other people coming in and you could have been making even more money. Now, since they rushed it, they're probably losing probably more money than they thought they were going to lose.
Oh, yeah. They lost a lot of money.
Including with episode 9. They lost a lot of money.
Let me talk about this crappy movie that I didn't even watch, but has the 28 different endings. It's 9. If you have 9 endings, you don't produce a movie, folks. You don't do it. You don't do it. The movie's garbage. You release an old Star Wars, it looks like crap, and Disney could just fluffer it up and make it look like a great movie. And also, that would bring in more fans because you're introducing them to Star Wars. But 9 endings that Trent told me on the other podcast didn't even make sense. It gives me a headache. Okay, keep going. I just have to say that.
Yeah, you can't be producing a movie and still have 9 possible endings.
You need like two or three.
Yeah, you can have 2 or 3, and I understand that. But 9 possible endings is just a recipe for disaster, and I mean, that's what we got. We got a disaster. Yeah. And look, a large part of that is Kathleen Kennedy.
She went in and nitpicked everything out.
And Rian Johnson, it's not... J.J. Abrams, I believe, did the best he had with what he had. There were certain things, yes, he could have done better, but I mean, that's being super nitpicky. I believe Rian Johnson did the best... Or not Rian Johnson, J.J. Abrams did the best he could with what he had. Rian Johnson torched Star Wars for him. I mean, J.J. had pretty much nothing to work with after episode 8. Rian Johnson came in, said... screw Star Wars and just destroyed it. I mean,
because like in episode 7,
do you think the franchise can ever return after that movie?
I think it might.
We'll get into it a little more. I just want to ask.
It depends what they do with this next trilogy.
I think if this High Republic trilogy, if they let Dave Filoni and honestly get Jon Favreau back, he did great with The Mandalorian.
Bring him back to do some movies.
I know he helped out with Marvel.
Yeah.
Like, bring him in. I mean, seriously. Like, he's helping out on the Mandalorian TV show. Put that on a break if you need to. Like, bring him into the High Republic trilogy. Let him help write it. And please, Lucasfilm, make it 3 years in between movies and make it the same director. Please. I would greatly appreciate that.
And no Kathleen Kennedy.
Kathleen Kennedy's already out.
Just wanna...
She's not allowed to do anything with... The only thing she is allowed to do is that TV show with Lisa Hedlund. All the directors... Even George Lucas told her, like, she does not... Like, they do not want her to touch the new Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
It's already improved.
And here's the thing.
Because she already proved herself with episode 9.
Oh, yeah. Here's the thing. And head honcho at Disney, like, CEO... Is it CEO? Does Disney have a CEO? Because I know there's all kinds of weird business terms.
There is a CEO.
But
HBO.
What?
I remember he came out and I mean, they extended Kathleen's contract for a couple more years.
Trent knows.
How long is it? You said two.
Was it 2 year?
Because we were at the batting cage and you told us.
But I know he basically came out and said, Kathleen Kennedy's not right for the creative part. Not. He said, we're going to take a different direction with the movies from here on out.
She sucks.
So he basically publicly said, Kathleen, you're a great business person, but creatively, please don't get involved.
Yeah, don't touch anyone. Because apparently the Force is female.
Does that bother you, Trent?
Yes, because I think the Force should be non-gender specific.
The Force is not a living being. It's
the midichlorians are living beings.
It's everything. But I don't... I believe that the High Republic has a lot of potential.
Oh, yes.
And if you bring in the right people and you keep the same theme and you make 3 coherent movies and you take the time to make them with love and passion like George Lucas did, I think you're going to get a great product. Great product. You're going to bring in a lot more people and there's a lot you can do with it.
Yeah,
so.
I'm just going to say this. Obviously, you have, with the High Republic, that's now been confirmed that that's what's going to be. You have the Old Republic, which I think this is what technically it is.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Old Republic video games. You have all this lore about Old Republic.
So that much.
If they brought all of this into the movies,
dude,
it would skyrocket.
It would. And
you have all this stuff that you can do with it.
Exactly. And here's why it would skyrocket. Because you have the old, you have the fans that you already have.
Yes.
That are into the lore, love yes. all this stuff. They would love the movie because of all the lore and background information, all that there, just to see it on screen and to hear it.
Yeah.
All it would be awesome. And then with all this new stuff, you could bring in all these new fans.
Yeah.
As well. So you could give the old fans a great new trilogy. You bring in a lot more people that are just starting to get to know Star Wars. And you're bringing in more people. You're yeah. making the Star Wars community huge, a lot bigger, more money, better business for Lucasfilm and Disney. It's a win-win.
What I want to see with this new trilogy, I want to see two people.
Well, two.
Three people.
Three.
Darth Bane.
Absolutely.
Reverend.
He would
which
be...
Which is now confirmed as canon.
Is he in there?
He's now confirmed
as
canon.
Oh, he's canon. Okay.
From, sadly, episode 9. With the Sith Troopers. And...
The sadness in your voice.
Yeah.
He's a great
what's the girl?
Right
what's
in.
The girl's name in Old Republic? The one with the dual-wielded lightsaber.
Oh, yes,
the
yes,
blue
yes,
one.
Yes, 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 yes,
who
yes.
Fights Mal- yes. Who fights Malak.
Oh.
In the game, I forgot her name.
How can I forget this?
I forget
I want to
see her. I also want to see Malak.
That would
Malak's
be awesome.
Such a, yeah, I want to see that.
That would be awesome.
I just want to see everything what they did with the Old Republic and just put it in the High Republic. Because everything... Because if you've watched the Old Republic trailers... They are... I'd rather watch those than the other freaking Star Wars movies.
It's not bad.
It's bad. Satil.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Satil Shan.
Yes.
I forgot
her name. She
Heroes.
Is a good... She's a good character.
Mm-hmm.
She's well thought out, and she's...
Absolutely.
Just,
yeah. Awesome.
So, we're gonna get... After another ad break, did you guys cover everything you wanted to cover with the movies? Do you want to say anything else?
Well, with the movies, yeah.
I think we did.
I think we're good with
all right.
The
yeah.
So, for the third part of this podcast, yes, a triple header, ladies and gentlemen. They will be talking about the video games and the merchandise and anything else they want to talk about. So, that's pretty much it. We'll be right back after these important messages. All right, welcome back, everybody. Part 3. Here we go. I don't know what part 3 is. They're going to take it from here. Go!
TV shows, I guess, is more
yeah.
what we're focused on.
And video games.
We'll get to the video games after we talk about the TV shows a little bit. But I guess we just rehash. We start with the Clone Wars again. Clone Wars is good. It's
really good.
It starts out okay, I would say. It started out okay,
yeah.
but... But I mean, starting more season 3. I mean, the character development you could really start to. I think it needed the okay start to really
yeah, and
help
it had
develop
that
the
okay
characters.
Start.
Yeah, I think that was a necessity to help develop the characters and make
yeah.
starting from season 3. I mean, every season, including season 3 and afterwards, is amazing.
Is really good. Well, the only thing is like season 5 is. Eh. Well, season 5 is good. But, like, I think the one part of season 5 it was like really slow paced.
Yeah.
It was like more
yeah.
political than anything
yeah,
else.
Yeah, it was
that's
more,
what,
it was more
that's
of a
my
political
thing.
It was
that's
more
my
of a political thing, but
at.
it truly set up the whole like Jedi and how they
yeah.
interacted with the political system.
That's why they put that in there.
And it really gave depth to that.
Yeah.
That's part I did like that part. For sure.
But
yeah, season 7 yeah. just came out recently and
so good.
That was a hit.
That was amazing.
I watched it in a day. It was awesome.
The only thing was the Ahsoka's arc.
Yeah,
it was okay.
I think it wasn't. It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
It was good.
It was just the character. Like, Tracen Rafa.
I think it could have had different characters than Tracen
yeah.
Rafa that
were
more pertinent to like the future story.
Yeah.
But I mean, it did show the whole Mandalorians tracking her, and it showed the whole.
That was cool. I liked
so, like
that.
So it had the backstory there.
Yeah.
It had a reason for being there. It wasn't like it was just pointless episodes.
Yeah, it was there for a reason.
So I mean, it was good. But then you got into the Siege of Mandalore arc, and that was where it really got
good. That was
good.
Really good.
That was very good. The lightsaber fight? Well, the lightsaber fights were motion captured.
Maul's and Ahsoka's.
That was motion captured
with Ray Park. And I don't remember the actress name who did Ahsoka, but that was all motion captured.
I was going to say, that fight looked...
It looked so looked real. The choreography was amazing. That was so good.
And, I mean, honestly, that makes me question why that kind of choreography is not in the movies. But...
We gotta show Benny that.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was good. I mean, Clone Wars is great. And, I mean, it really focused the end there on the whole Ahsoka-Rex friendship. And, I mean, if you really think about it, that's one of the main themes throughout the whole Clone Wars series.
The Ahsoka and Rex friendship. Because, you know, Ahsoka was brought in from the movie, from the Battle of Crustophysis. Was it Crustophysis?
Yeah.
From Battle of Crustophysis. Battle of Crustophysis. Because I remember with Rex 7 Rebels.
Mm-hmm.
Battle of Crustophysis, when she was brought in, you know, Rex and Ahsoka got, you know, to talk a little bit about the experience.
Mm-hmm.
Which that whole line just goes all just a long way.
Yeah.
And
then
you can see him throughout the whole Clone Wars just gaining that friendship.
Yeah, between the two.
Between the two. And then Ahsoka leaves, and then she comes back, and then Rex is just... And then they're back as, like, best of friends. Which makes it... Which I also think makes it even worse, because I don't know. I teared up a little bit.
Of course. Shadow. And when they had the helmets painted, that was...
Dude, that was just amazing that was an amazing tribute to her, what the 501st did. And then including when you know the whole Clone Wars friendships with Ahsoka and Rex, when you get to... The episode Shattered, when Order 66 is called, and literally seconds, like minutes before it's called, you have Rex and Ahsoka talking about the Republic and then their friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, as she says that, I couldn't have asked a better friend, literally a minute later,
Order 66.
Order 66 is called. And out of every single clone in the entire Republic, I think Rex was the only one who fought the Order.
Yeah.
While he was still executing the
order. Yeah, while he still had the control
chip. Because he still had that.
Yeah, the control chip.
He still had the control chip, but he also had that human mentality of, this is my friend, this is wrong.
Yeah.
But then the control chip kicks in and deletes that humanization of...
Yeah, of the Jedi. But, I mean, he fought it long enough to get the message off, Fives. Like,
hey, find him.
Like, find him. And so she does, and then she sees what's going on and figures it out, and she takes the control chip out of his head, and he's all back to good.
Can I just say the music, though, in that scene? Once he fires the bolts, just the music hits.
Dude, the music in all of the Clone Wars is just awesome. Yeah, it's so good. So good, especially season 7.
Yeah. Even in, what was it, the episode, Phantom Apprentice.
Mm-hmm.
When, what's his name? Darth Maul's second-hand man. The other Mandalorian. I forgot his
name.
Gar
Saxon?
No, not Gar Saxon. The other guy. The Prime Minister.
Olmec.
When they're in the jail cell.
Oh, he says Anakin.
And he says Anakin,
Skywalker.
Yeah, and then you hear the little Darth Vader theme in the background. Yeah. That, I got
chills. The Imperial
chills.
March. Yeah. That was
every cool. time I hear that, I think of Coach Bear. I'm just going to say. I think of Coach Bear. I'm sorry. I just had to chime in. I could just see Coach Bear going out to talk to someone, and then that music plays, and I'm like.
And also the name Phantom Apprentice.
Yeah.
Makes just that series. Because everyone's like, oh, Phantom Apprentice. It's the TV. Name's after Maul. It's not after Maul.
Mm-mm.
It's Anakin. Because that whole episode, they're talking about Anakin's downfall. Yeah. Because the Phantom Menace, episode 1, the Phantom Menace,
that's Darth Maul.
Darth Sidious.
No, well,
it's claimed to be Sidious.
It's more the Sith.
But the Phantom Menace is the technique, the Sith.
Yeah.
And then the Phantom is Sidious, I would say, because
he's the one that they don't actually see.
Because the Jedi know that there's a Sith Lord out there.
Yeah, and they just can't find him.
They're quoting him as a Phantom.
Yeah.
And the Phantom Apprentice is Darth Sidious's apprentice, which is Anakin Skywalker.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also like how Maul had the vision.
Oh, yeah.
And everything, knowing that this is going to happen and that he orchestrated everything.
Yeah.
That was, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That was really good.
Trent's tearing up right now.
Is Luke the only one in Star Wars canon that's changed a vision, that's gone against a vision?
Yes.
Because he's fixed. Yes. Because I believe it was Empey's vision, and I want to say Luke had one too of
him turning.
Of Luke turning to the dark side, yeah. But he didn't.
Well, he turned in Legends. He did for a little bit.
He wanted to
overthrow. Because after Return. Well, according to Legend, after Return of the Jedi.
But. It's weird.
We're not going to get into that. Yeah. Legends is all weird.
Yeah. Legends has different storylines too, which gets all wonky.
It gets all wonky and
confusing. Is it an alternate universe?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I just wanted to ask. He's going against Visions. And I believe he's the only one that we know of in canon that has ever changed like a vision or gone against one. What I understand, he's gone against that multiple times in canon.
Yeah, because he doesn't believe that a vision sets the course of the future. He believes it's himself.
Yeah. Yeah, and he proved that. It's not the vision that sets it. It's the fact that you believe that the vision is going to happen.
It's not, this is my destiny. But you have your destiny, but also you can
change it whatever you want.
You have
the ability.
Your ability to set your set your future and your destiny. Mm-hmm. You have it's not, my vision says that this is going to happen, so this is what I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
No, you have the ability to do what you want to do.
And that's where Luke was like the enemy of the Emperor. Because the Emperor relied on visions.
Is that a lot?
And Luke went against him.
Is that Darth Vader his father or something?
Yeah.
Darth Vader's his father.
Everyone's seen that where it goes, Luke. Everyone's seen that.
He doesn't say Luke.
He says no.
It's no, I am your father.
Yeah.
Sorry, the nerd came out on that a little bit. Doesn't say Luke.
We're getting off track here. We were supposed to be talking about the Clone Wars.
Where did this go?
Can I?
Wow, noises!
All right, I gotta ask. Have you seen the Family Guy Star Wars?
Yes.
I haven't.
The one thing I gave you was one episode.
I've only seen
that's
the one.
All I gave you is homework for this
I've
episode.
I've only seen the one, and the best part of that is when Herbert the Pervert sings, I have the time of my life with the stormtroopers. That's all I remember from that episode.
Seth MacFarlane does a very good job.
Oh my god, look everyone at this couch.
Everyone loves. It's not just me. Star Wars fans and George Lucas gave him permission before Disney bought it. Because this is before Disney bought it.
Okay. Yeah.
But now Family Guy is owned by Disney anyway, so they could do more episodes with Family Guy. But they're not. Anyway, George Lucas gave him the blessing and they didn't have it. So it was basically
that's
a tribute
funny.
To Star Wars.
Go. Oh, it's wedged. It's wet. I'll just sit out here.
Like they all the Family Guy characters put on, like each take a role like, I think Stewie's Darth Vader.
Yeah, which doesn't make any sense. Stewie's a baby and Chris is Luke. And apparently a baby is a father.
I think that's the point.
Which is hilarious.
Family Guy, and like in the beginning they do like, you know how Star Wars does like that, the text in the beginning?
Yeah.
They do it, but they do it in a funnier way. Like, Seth really got me into this. This asshole really made me type this whole thing at 1 o'clock in the morning.
And I'm just laughing,
and I'm like, this is funny.
Yeah, that was funny. It was Blue Harvest. Yeah. That's what the episode's called.
Yeah.
Blue Harvest.
Okay. Dave, you should watch it.
It's funny. I find it hilarious.
They don't do a bad, they don't like rip Star Wars, but like,
no, it's just,
they do a good tribute to it. They do a good
job. It's a funny comedy to it. Yeah.
It's a satire.
You could see Seth MacFarlane the nerd in him though at some point today.
It's so funny.
All right, back to what you were saying.
Back to the Clone Wars.
we got
off track, but it's whatever. Yeah. It's the usual. I think it was good. It really expanded the Anakin arc.
Animation was really good.
The animation
from season one to season
was
seven.
Beautiful. Very, very good. From what I understand, they're doing that in almost all of their future TV shows now.
Season 7 animation.
So that's good, because that's beautiful, their animations there. And then I feel like Rebels, on the Star Wars Rebels, did you have something else to say about the Clone Wars quick?
You're taking my job now.
Really quick, see, Clone Wars, it's rated TV PG, but honestly, it's not. It's really violent.
And
is it TV-13?
No, it's TV-PG.
Yeah.
But
Trent just got
violent.
Scared by a fly.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
just gotta point that out there.
people get decapitated and people get
stuff. Yeah, I even Dave Filoni, like the creators, said this. It like kids can watch this, but it was never meant for kids.
They have to show the graphic of the Clone Wars.
Yeah,
and everything.
Just like professional wrestling.
Yeah, which I thought they did really good.
But, yeah, I think they did really well with that,
especially with like the stuff showing their violence.
Yeah.
Did you guys touch everything you wanted to touch on the Clone Wars?
Yeah. So,
Gabe trying to steal my podcast. This is just what I wanted to hear. Gabe is stealing my, you know, and I know you're the more popular one, but you're stealing my thunder.
Welcome to the Game Stay podcast.
I could never steal your thunder, buddy.
Nah, I've just met before I get told I'm being too emotional. I'm just kidding, guys. I don't want to hear it in the comments. All right. On to your next topic. Go ahead.
Rebels. I think that was, I mean, I liked it. I really did like it. I think the first two seasons were okay, but I think they used it for character development and stuff. I think season 3 and 4 were phenomenal. I really liked season 4.
I liked season 2.
Season 2, the ending was awesome. Yes. And I loved
Apprentice.
I loved Ahsoka's interaction in all of the Rebels. I think that was awesome, and I loved seeing the Rex-Ahsoka interaction when they first see each other again for the first time in how many years.
She gives him the hug.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And again, that's where they made a wonderful, coherent story between Clone Wars and Rebels.
Yeah, they did it.
Was Captain Kennedy involved?
No.
And they really did a great job with that, and it was really awesome.
The only thing I can say about it is, Rebels to me was, it was good, but I wasn't a big fan of the action in it, because they were trying to get that kid-friendly feel for it.
I feel like they changed that though, they more so the in the third and fourth season. Yeah. That's why I liked it better in the third and fourth season. That's why it more appealed to me, because it started out as more of a kid friendly show, and then it gained more traction with just a more general audience. And then Dave Filoni was like, "All right, I'm tired of this garbage." And I'm sure he was being told he had to do this by somebody.
Yeah. Like Kathy, because it was on Disney XD.
Yeah,
and that was primarily for a younger audience.
Remember Disney XD?
So then he said, so then they changed the view of it. It was more starting with the finale of season 2, where they were like, all right, we're going to change it up with the combat. And you can see the difference in the change and the violence and stuff. But I liked it. I really liked it. I think the ending was great as long as they continue it, from what I understand, they're going to.
Yeah, that's
In a separate TV show that's supposed to be coming out at some point.
Yeah, in like 2 years or something, I think.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see that. I really am, because I'm excited to see Sabine and Ahsoka. I just want more Ahsoka.
Honestly. Who doesn't want more Ahsoka?
Yeah. So, and then they're gonna be looking for Ezra.
I
think that'll be cool. I think that'll be really cool. I mean, maybe you find Ezra, but at the same time, you could also find Thrawn.
Thrawn was with him when he jumped.
Yeah, exactly. I'm saying, like, if they split up, because, I mean, if they're just wandering around in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, you never know what happens. In Star Wars, you never know what happens. Yeah,
exactly. But
apparently, people get chopped in half and come back.
So
what?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Darth Maul.
Episode 1,
he got chopped in half again, and they brought back.
Again, Thrawn. Folks, if you thought I was lying about not knowing anything, that could have just probably proved it. I'm learning with the audience. It's a rarity, but I'm learning with the audience.
But I think Rebels was great. I really enjoyed it, and I'm super excited to see where they go from here with the Ahsoka Sabine looking for Ezra. I think that can be a wonderful TV show. I think that can be awesome.
As long as they stick to the storyline.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. As long as they don't go crazy. I mean, but again, it's Dave Filoni's going to be the head of that.
If it's Dave Filoni, it's fine.
So I think it's going to be great.
Yeah. I still don't know who this Dave Filoni guy is.
Best guy in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Dave Filoni.
Dave Filoni, we should have prefaced this at the beginning.
But yeah, Dave
Filoni is the creative heir to George Lucas.
Yes. He worked side by side.
Yeah, he worked side by side with him when they created the Clone Wars. He helped out with the prequels, I believe.
Dave Filoni?
I think he did, didn't he?
Did he? I don't know.
I think he was like a lower level guy. Probably. But I think he helped out. I don't know. I know for a fact. Don't quote me on the prequels one, but I know for a fact that the Clone Wars, he worked hand in hand. Like George Lucas and him were partners on it, and he was supposed to be the creative heir, but. Yeah, I think they did. I think they did a great job with Rebels. I think he did a great job, and I think I think Rebels, I think the new series is going to continue. It's going to continue that storyline. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait for it, for sure. Now, on to some
games.
On to our last topic, correct?
Yeah.
All right. This is the last topic. I would preference this. There are Star Wars video games.
And this hurts a little bit talking about this, just because
it hurt what
of the yeah. recent
what were the new
DICE,
games not good?
DICE stopping support for Battlefront 2 when they had so much planned for it. Again, that's not the DICE development team. That's all upper level EA.
That's EA from the fail of Battlefield 5.
Yeah.
EA Sports. Yeah. It's in the game.
Yeah.
The fail of Battlefield 5, because then they took the whole development team of Battlefront 2 and put it into Battlefield 6.
Yes.
So
correct.
Everybody's gone and now.
Mm-hmm.
They
yeah.
the
well,
they
EA's the just focused on Madden.
Yeah.
And the sad part is it had so much potential. Oh my God, it was, yes. The numbers were going up, and they're still going up. The player
still,
base is getting
there
higher.
Still new, there are still new players coming to Battlefront 2.
It's a
now,
shame.
When I go on, because sometimes like every now and then I'll go on, I'll play a round of HBO something, and there's still level ones.
Yeah, there's new players
there's
all
new
the time.
Players all
the
time.
The player base has never been bigger for the game.
Yes.
And they just cut support when they
there's still a lot of content. In
when they
game.
Could have had so much more content to drop, they could have made so much more money on it. And you know what? Business. I don't care what EA says from their business point of view that they had to drop it up for a business perspective. That's a bunch. That's a load of BS, because they are sitting on a gold mine with the Star Wars license. They're sitting on a gold mine.
How many games have they produced?
And they've produced two games. Three now, because of freaking
Squadron. They just released the main.
No, game. Because of they have Fallen Order.
That's right.
They
Fallen
have,
Order.
They have Fallen Order.
Fallen Order.
Battlefront 2 and
Battlefront.
And Battlefront
2. Well, now they just released the other Star Wars game.
Yeah, and
well,
now they just released the
Star Wars
the trailer game. For, or no, that's the trailer is being released tomorrow. But they
yeah,
released they released the cover and the name.
It's Star Wars Squadron.
2 days ago, I think.
Something
Star Wars
Squadrons.
Squadrons.
Yeah, I'm not getting because I don't like this.
I don't
like space
know. That, I don't. I think it's going to be a shorter game. I don't think it's going to be very long. I think it's going to be another cash grab from EA Disney.
It's all about the money. It's all about the money.
But it's silly because right now they need to be building up their player base for the games. They need to be getting the more positive publicity than just trying to roll out games right now. I don't see the point in it.
Well, can I just say this? EA is more focused on FIFA and Madden. Just going to point it out. I'm just saying.
But here's the thing. EA is such a big company. The upper level doesn't need to focus on it. They have so many companies below them that can work on this. Like put Respawn on a Battlefront 3 or some sort of...
Well, Respawn's already worked
some
on
sort of
Order 2.
Well, exactly. But they have the talent to make like a Battlefront 3. Like, I don't care if it's years in the future, but schedule it so that after Fallen Order, they have, and Respawn has multiple teams.
Yeah,
they
have
can be
multiple
working
teams.
On.
Yeah,
like they can have a multiplayer team working on the multiplayer
isn't
end
that,
of
isn't
it.
Isn't that what they did with Titanfall? Because Respawn also helped Titanfall.
Exactly.
Did one team work on single player, one team worked on
exactly.
Multiplayer.
But it was all Respawn,
yeah.
So it was coherent and it worked together. Unlike Battlefront 2, where you had different studios all over the place working on it, and it wasn't coherent.
Yeah.
And Respawn has shown that they can make a great game that has an amazing single player and
great lightsaber combat too,
and with a wonderful multiplayer online option.
With the sale, I'm just gonna ask: do you know if the sales were bad? And that's
so,
were the sales bad? And that's
for
which one?
For the game you're talking about.
It started out terrible. But,
it was really bad.
But recently, in the last, I would say year to 6 months.
Yeah.
The sales have gone up. They've skyrocketed.
Yeah,
gone so much higher, and they've got so many
has
more
has it been after
playing.
They said that they weren't going to come out with another
no,
one?
No, it was before.
No,
okay. Because
yeah.
I wanted
and
to
then,
say...
And then just recently, they stopped it. The Scarif update, they stopped.
Yeah.
They
no,
stopped
but what update
support.
Was it when it just skyrocketed? I think it was Clone Wars.
Yeah,
once they started
Clone
the Clone Wars era, it just skyrocketed.
Mm-hmm. It got higher and higher.
Yeah. Because they took... it just took them forever to get started.
I just wanted to... I just wanted to know, like, maybe they canceled it and then it skyrocketed and maybe they'll come back. I just wanted to just ask.
And it's sad because you could have had so many, Ahsoka. They were in the. She was in development, and they were like, and the creator, the hero designer, said the worst part about this and the biggest regret is we didn't get Ahsoka Tano out, and
because it wasn't up to him on what hero
exactly
was gonna put out. It was all up to. I don't remember who was up to.
It was just upper levels of DICE. This is the heroes that we're producing.
Make them.
It was Disney and Star Wars and Lucasfilm, and it was a shame.
And again, they should have never ended it with BB-8 and reuniting as the last heroes.
No way. And it's a shame. Star Wars gaming is...
It's going downhill!
Other than Fallen Order, there's little hope for it.
It sounds like it's going downhill.
It's in the garbage can. Bring back LucasArts.
Yeah. I just want to see Fallen Order 2. Because this got storyline in Fallen Order.
Yeah. I'm excited for it. But again, I want a great, awesome, supported Star Wars multiplayer game. Yeah. And they don't have it.
Yeah. Just bring us back something classic. Like classic Battlefront 2.
Like, I don't know. There's just nothing there. Yeah. But.
All right. This has been a depressing episode for these two. Listen. Anything you guys want to add? Your last thoughts?
I got everything.
I don't have anything.
I got everything.
May the force be with you.
Always.
Got him.
Yes.
Do you want to say you're smart again? Because people really like that. When we started the other podcast, you said, yes, I'm smart. And then
I'm smart.
People just started laughing. I'm not kidding.
Wait. Before it ends, hello there.
General Kenobi.
Yes! Dang it. Yes!
They just gave each other a high five, and I don't know why. And we don't... Too much. Should we be here for a long... What was that?
Do it.
We're memeing. We're Star Wars memeing right now.
All right.
End the episode before it gets out of hand. All right. We're nerding out.
I'm now more comfortable than a ninja.
All right. This has been an edition of the Mets News Podcast. Coming up next week, it's something very near, unless there's baseball, because please, I need baseball. I need it. We all need it here. We're all baseball fans here, and but we're not. Listen to the beginning part of the podcast. All right. The Batman, only the Joker's retrospective. We're not going to talk about the Penguin, actually, we may have to talk about the movie after The Dark Knight, but oh my God. Batman retrospective, and guess what? Guess who's going to be the host of that one after...
Oh, that's me, guys.
That's me.
Don't worry. I thought there was gonna be like a more of like an intro kind of thing, but you just left me hanging. So it's me.
You're one of the fan favorite, the superstar.
Whoa, Benny. I don't know about that.
You are the fan favorite. You are. I know. It's shocking.
It is. It really is.
People really like your Rob Manfred rants. People really like him.
Yeah, he's.
You'll come back on. We are gonna dedicate a whole podcast to why Bud Selig was a much better commissioner.
I feel like everybody was a much better commissioner. Literally, I could hop up there, know nothing about the business side of anything, and be able to do just fine.
All right, you heard it here first. Gabe stay running for commissioner in 2020. Whatever.
Yep. Absolutely. We're gonna do it.
All right, Joker retrospective / Batman retrospective coming out next week. The Star Wars retrospective is done. Check it off the bucket list. I'm starting to run out of ideas. We need baseball. I need baseball. This podcast can't go on much longer. All right, so I'd like to thank my sponsor, Anchor. I'd like to thank Gabe, Stay, and Trent, who's very smart. And that. All right, before we continue on for another hour... Thank you so much for listening. Subscribe to Anchor and all on all my platforms. And that's it, guys. Batman retrospective next week.